The Purpose of the Om. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The Purpose of the Om. The Om is a very wonderful and a very fantastic thing for all of us. It is something that we apply in our life very rigidly and very wonderfully. Every time we stop and we think, we're listening to the Om. Every time we stop and listen to a bird sing, we're listening to the Om. Every time we listen to the vibrations of the world around us, we are listening to the Om in one of its many ways that we can listen to it. Now, how is it that you listen to the Om? How is it that I listen to the Om? Is the Om a very wonderful and a very powerful and a very exciting experience for you and for me? Is it something that we do all of the time, all of our life, every moment of our life? Is every moment of our life a vibration of power and peace and joy? Do we listen to music? And do we feel the vibrations of the music so gloriously lifting us up and spreading our wings into the heights of ecstasy? Do we listen to the voice of our children as they are playing in the yard and we think to ourselves, what a glorious family I have? Do you listen to the breathing of your newborn as he lies in his crib and you hear his breath going in and out and you say, what a glorious sound. And when a newborn is just born out of the womb and he lets out his first lusty yell where his voice is entering into the world around him, what a glorious sound. We say, that's my baby, you know, and we are so happy. These are all Om vibrations. These are all the Om expression. We have left it to the Hindus to bring the Om to our attention, because in their chanting and in their doing activities, they have given it this very noble name. And in using this very noble name for the Om, they have lifted it to a very high level in consciousness. We too lift our vibrations to a very high level in consciousness. Every time we think positive thoughts about ourselves, every time we think lovely thoughts about our world, every time we think beautiful thoughts about those that are very important in our life, and even those that are not important in our life. It's just, there are existence in distance, you might say. We are not closely attached or attracted to them, but they are still in our life. Because if we read a book about the distant islands or distant planets or distant stars, that's very much in our life, that we are vibrating with the Om of that star, of that planet. We are vibrating with the Om of all of life. When we listen to outer space and our scientific devices are set up to hear outer space noises, we call them sometimes, but what are they? They are the outer space Oms. They are the voice of space echoing itself. Every word you and I speak, every word we utter, is an Om. And it is an Om that goes not just into our own ears, not just into the ears of those close to us, but it is an Om of eternity. Every sound we make is an Om of eternity. And when we say sounds that are beneficial, then those Oms are beneficial. When we say sounds that are not beneficial, then those Oms are not beneficial. But they are nonetheless made. Let us train ourselves today to recognize that the purpose of the Om is to express who and what we are. If the purpose of the Om is to express who and what we are, then our next thought might be, who are we? Who am I? What am I? What is the purpose of myself. And the purpose of myself is to be myself and have fun. The purpose of myself is to live a joyous life. There is nothing in the entire universe that responds to another thing except that it responds to its joyousness. Now you might say, well, some things are not joyous. Oh yes, they are. They would not be given out if they were not joyous. Now, are they harmonious joyous things, or are they beneficial joyous things as we interpret it? Well, okay. Now, the bang of an atomic bomb is a tremendously unearthly thing, and it is so great, but it is the intention of the bomb going off to make the bang. It is the intention to make that noise. And now, let us make the intention of all to be peace. Let us make the intention of our life to be a life of peace and harmony, joy and goodness, right action and truth. Now, if we make that our intention, then we in our world, in our thought, in our actions of our mind, will create only those things that are harmonious in our mind. And we will only create those things in our hearing that are vibrations of joy and peace and harmony. Now you say, that seems rather difficult. No, it isn't. There are things that go on in this world all the time that we know nothing about. There are things that are going on in this world all the time that we have no interest in. There are things going on in this world all the time that are so loud it would shake the rafters, and we don't even hear it. We don't even hear it. There are things going on all around us all the time, noises and vibrations and sounds. You walk through an aviary, and in that aviary are 1,000 different birds all singing their song at one time. And then your ear picks out a song here and a song there. Your ear, your choice, picks out a vibration here, an om here, coming out of this bird or out of that bird. Because that's something you're harmonious to. And yet, in that aviary are 1,000 different birds singing 1,000 different songs. And we only hear the one or two that delight our ear, or maybe that are raucous, that don't delight our ear. But we only hear the ones that don't delight our ear because that's where our consciousness is, in a don't delight our ear attitude. If we are in a delight our ear attitude and we walk into that aviary, we will hear only the sounds that we call good sounds, the sounds that we call ohms of love, ohms of peace, ohms of harmony. When we go out into the world and we hear a rainstorm, and we hear the rain pitter-pattering on the roof, and we hear it on the leaves, and we hear it on the ground, and we hear it in our mind is where we hear it. And as we hear it, then we think good thoughts about it. We think wonderful attitudes about it. We think, wow, isn't that great? And in this greatness of what we hear, what is it that we do? We are hearing the Om. We are hearing the Om of that expression expressing itself in some beautiful way that delights our ear. Because our ear can only hear the Oms of life. And the Oms of life that our ear hears are what our mental attitude is receptive to. And if our mental attitude is receptive to the Om of harmony and peace and love, that's what we'll hear. If our Om is receptive to the raucous responses of war or anger or unhappiness or bangs, then that's what we will hear. We only hear what we tune into. The Om is a reflection of what we are. It's a reflection of our peace. Now, in the morning, each morning on campus here, as a group, we gather together and we carry out some of the activities that the Om has been taught to us to be. And when I was at the Menninger Foundation, I first experienced the Om in its magnificent form. There, scientists and researchers from around the world gathered every year to do their alternative states of consciousness studies. And the Om was always one of the delights of our program. And here all these men of great scientific lore, aware, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, people of every description, all there, gathering in a circle of humanity with their arms around each other's shoulder, in the middle to the out, big glob of human beings. And then they would say the Om, 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 and then peak it with an Om. And at the peak of the Om, they would think in their heart that their friend or themselves were whole and perfect, or that the world was at peace, or some magnificent thought that they would like to delight with the peak of the Om, because the Om had such vibrations of power and joy. And they would say, Om, 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 Om. But they would say it with much more power than that, because it came out so naturally. And after saying it a few times, and after letting their voice waken, the Om became so joyous an experience every morning at the meeting that we would have. And at the peak, each one of us would say some great grateful word that we had, some healing word that we had. And at that moment, that healing word was most effective and most powerful, because we joined it with our inner and our outer Om, our inner and our outer conviction, our love. The purpose of the Om is just flowing harmoniously with all of the goodness that is within you and that's within me. It's a very wonderful thing, a very powerful thing, and a very joyful thing. It is something that everyone can practice, because vibrations are the power of the universe. Energy is the substance of the universe. And you gather the energy and the vibrations together to utilize them for whatever you want when you speak your word and you say your Om and you say, I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace. Say your Om now, and let it be your vibrations of all good. Manifest now for you and forevermore. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.